This morning I am interviewing Elizabeth Wheeler Abbott. It is January 22nd, 1992. Now, Mother, tell me about what it was like when you were growing up. How did you spend your time? What were your school days like?
Well, as I remember, it was a very happy time. And life was a great deal simpler than it is now. And we went to school, and we enjoyed school, and we everywhere we went, we walked. There was no transportation, as children have now, busing and all that. And my childhood was really a very happy one. My parents were very lenient with me and let me do pretty much anything I wanted to do. I was an only child, and I think probably quite spoiled. I remember particularly as I grew older and was more involved in things that I loved to play tennis, and I played a great deal of tennis. And there was just, I believe, only one court in Marshfield where one could play tennis. And I had a friend who also liked to play tennis, so we played on that court almost every day. It became well known by the people who went up and down Central Avenue, which is the main street of the town, because nobody else much played tennis in those days.
Who was your friend?
Her name was Helen Upham. We were a pioneer family in Marshfield, and Upham was a name that was well known for various reasons, and there were many of that family, branches of that family, that lived in the town, too. So it was a recognizable name.
What kind of toys did you have as a small child? Did you have dolls?
Yes, I had dolls, but I really can't remember too much about playing with toys as a small child. I don't know that I did play with toys much.
Were you read to as a child?
Oh, yes. My mother was an extremely intelligent woman and extremely well educated for her time. She went to, she's a graduate of the Milwaukee Normal, which would be equivalent to a college degree today. And so I certainly was read to.
Your mother was a great reader as well.
My mother was an avid reader. And she read not only a lot, but she read on a very large variety of subjects.
She was a kindergarten teacher.
She was a kindergarten teacher. She was the first kindergarten teacher in Marshfield. She graduated from Milwaukee Normal, as I mentioned, and the superintendent there said to her, now we have an opening in Marshfield, Wisconsin, and you're well qualified.
Of course.
Let's see, what did he say?
She was a kindergarten teacher.
Oh, yes.
And she worked at the Washington School.
She worked at the Washington School.
Did she teach after she was married? Or only until she was married?
No, I think until she was married.
and very unusual for a woman to
unusual.
Work after marriage.
That's true. It just wasn't done.
And they were married in 1903, weren't they?
They were married in 1903, mm-hmm. Right. And,
Tell me about your high school days and your college days.
I attended high school in Marshfield, and we got along very well. I was always a good student and enjoyed studying and that sort of thing. I finally, eventually, attended Carleton College, Northfield, Minnesota, mainly because an older cousin of mine had gone there, and she had kind of sold me on the idea of Carleton as a college. And I went there and had a very successful time there, and managed to graduate in 3.5 years rather than 4, which was at that time usual. From there, I transferred to the University of Wisconsin, Madison, because my husband-to-be was down there at that time. And
were you dating him before you went down there?
Yes. And I went down there, and then we were married in 1929. And
what was your major in college?
History and political science.
When was the Marshfield Library started?
Oh, the Marshfield Library started almost as soon as the town. Early on, there was a small sort of a personal library that belonged to several of the women in the town. And from that grew the Marshfield Public Library, which is probably one of the best libraries in the state of Wisconsin, and always has been.
When you say the library started almost as soon as the town, in what year did the town start?
The Marshfield started as a community in 1870, when the railroad went through the town. That was really what made the town. Marshfield was in the center of what they called the Pine Country. It was entirely surrounded by pine forests. And what they did in those days, lumbermen would come in and cut down the pine that was anywhere around, and this is the whole state of Wisconsin, the same thing happened. And then when, instead of staying and cleaning it up or clear cutting or anything like that, they just moved on to another site and cut down the pine there. So that was really the beginning of the municipality.
Now I want you to think about life during World War II. Now at that time you had 2 babies during World War II.
Yes.
Chrissy and me.
Yes.
And you had 4 children altogether. Tell me what you remember about the war. What did you think when you heard about Pearl Harbor, for example?
Well, I can't remember that part of the war, but the part of the war I remember were the marvelous broadcasts over the radio of Winston Churchill and people like him.
Mm-hmm.
And that we just hung on those words. We got that radio report every night, and we were entranced by what was going on.
Were you aware at all of what Hitler was doing
Oh, absolutely. Hitler, we knew, was our worst enemy. Everybody's worst enemy.
But when did you know that? After the United States?
Early on, we knew it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And he was much despised.
What kinds of things changed in your life during the war?
Oh, we had such things as the rationing and...
Can you remember any of the specifics of that?
Yes, everybody had a ration book. And you could get so much sugar and so much fat and everything was rationed. And everybody took it in good spirits, and it was part of the war effort. And the war effort was a complete effort by the whole country.
Mm-hmm.
And many women at that time left their homes and worked in factories. That was quite the thing to do. And
were these women with children?
I think not with children, but women who were single women,
mm-hmm.
mostly, went into the war industry. And this was a Rosie the Riveter, that was the era of Rosie the Riveter.
What about, were there any other things in your life during the war that were different other than the rationing and the, you say there was a total war effort?
By all the people. In every facet of life.
When you think about your life, now you've lived through everything from the horse and buggy days, and you were born in 1907.
Right.
That when you think about all those changes that you've seen, what do you think are the most interesting changes?
Well, it's been a span of time in which more has happened than in almost any other span of time, because we have come from the horse and buggy to the moon.
Do the changes that have happened surprise you?
Yes. They do. There is so much now, so much more to know and to learn, just because of the explosion of knowledge that we have been subjected to.
How do you think about that in terms of teaching children today? Many people say that children don't know the obvious. They don't know the kinds of things that you might have known in your education. And yet when you think of the wealth of knowledge that there is to master, what would be your ideas on how do we come to grips with that?
I think if you're ever going to know anything or appreciate anything, you have to know history of what has happened before you. And try, if possible, not to make the mistakes that were made before. And I don't think children are well prepared nowadays for the world they live in.
Do you have any ideas on what we might do to prepare them better?
Well, as I say, give them a broader view of the times that we live in, make them understand what has happened and what may happen.